For Northside voters, the city council election comes down to this. Are you better off today with Sal Espino than you were 8 years ago when Jim Lane stepped down after more than a decade on the council? Joe Maldonado says yes, things are better.
Well, I see a lot of construction going on here. Revitalization is very important.
That's why Maldonado was among the slow trickle of early voters at the Diamond Hill Library checking the box in favor of Espino.
Yeah, I see that we don't have as many young kids running around the neighborhood and creating disturbances and stuff like there was before. So I guess I credit that to Espino.
But a few minutes later, Virginia Nelson countered his vote by casting her ballot for Lane.
I think more needs to be done. Just like last night, my little granddaughter was lying in the front of the house, and there were four gunshots right across the street from us. So this goes on all the time. There needs to be more security.
The newly drawn District 2 is more than 60% Hispanic. It now includes areas like Marine Creek Lake on the northwest side. But Espino and Lane both say their roots are in the traditional heart of the district, the area that stretches north from downtown to include an industrial corridor and the historic stockyards. Just who has the deepest roots has become its own contest between the candidates. Lane, a 68-year-old who famously sports a cowboy hat and a colorful Texas drawl, claims Espino has sold out.
You know, he moved from the historic part of the district up to the northern end of the district, and I think when he did that, he lost a lot of his focus. You begin to see now the tags are coming back up, which is gang-related. We're having trash situations. The streets are horrible. I worry about enough police and fire out here. I mean, those are the basic issues. I can do a better job, simple as that.
Espino, who's 45, counters that he's more in touch.
I grew up here, went to school here, I worship here, I have a law office here. I'm in the north side every single day.
And Espino says services are much better since he took over.
We've added 200 police officers in the last 8 years, 100 firefighters, 4 new fire stations in North Fort Worth. We're about to open the first brand new swimming pool since the 1950s at Marine Park. Also, there was an attempt by some to close the Northside Library. We opposed that, and the Northside Library was renovated, parking lot expanded.
Lane's council resume includes some big scores, too. Key roles in bringing the Texas Motor Speedway and Alliance Airport to Fort Worth, proposing daily Longhorn cattle drives through downtown to promote Western heritage, bringing the Cats baseball team back to Fort Worth.
That's all the history and the heritage that I was especially proud of.
But as the saying goes, what have you done for us lately? Better yet, what will you do in the future? Both candidates say they're laser-focused on basic needs, better streets, public safety, and code enforcement, bringing development to the district with the Trinity River Vision Project. Beyond that, there's a lot of finger-pointing. Last week, Lane hit voters with a mailer that claims Espino voted to give tax breaks to a stinky metal recycling center. He says Espino has also failed to fight a sex offender halfway house that wants to move to the district.
Especially don't agree with this sex offender deal. I don't want one in District 2 to start with. I don't want it in Fort Worth, to tell you the truth. And he put the vote off until the Tuesday after the election.
Espino says he delayed the halfway house vote so all parties can be heard.
I continued that case at the request of the applicant, and I certainly don't support halfway houses.
And he hopes to relocate the recycling center outside the district. He's responded with his own mailer, calling his opponent Low Road Lane, who he criticized for defending sex offenders as a criminal attorney. There's no telling if the last-minute slams will make a difference. Early voters for Espino, like Esther Galdiano, were more likely to say they're voting for him because he's bringing a new swimming pool to the north side.
Very important for us and for the kids, too. You know, they really enjoy it.
Lane supporters sounded like Ray Cipriano.
What really helps me is knowing that Jim Lane, he lives here with us. He lives right, you know, not too far.
They say they're voting for a neighbor they know and trust. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.